Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's out. Patrick is in. Thank you so much, sir. I was raising the question before you joined us, if you could have lunch with one of the living presidents. One of the living presidents. Who are you picking?
Wow, that is Bill Clinton. I think he'd be fun. I like to party with Bill. Let's do that. How about that?
I suggested W, even though I don't agree with him on many policy issues, but his presidency was so consequential, seems like such a likable guy, and I think he's willing to probably say anything at this point now.
All my ball riding buddies down there, Ringlesby, Jerry, the late, great Jerry Fraley, those guys, they love the guy, too, because they could call him at midnight. He didn't have anything else to do. It's amazing is that he was, when he was running the Rangers, sort of, that he was just one of the guys, probably home having a pot toddy or something, and they'd call him at midnight and talk to him. And I was at a World Series when he showed up, I guess it was 9-11, and after that, and he was in the booth, Steinbrenner's booth next to him, and he came over and gave Ringlesby a big pat on the back. So
it's got to be a pretty good guy. Okay, so I raised this on Twitter, and we're getting a ton of texts. Among the questions on Twitter, why does Ricey not think the rules at Lund's and Byerly's apply to him? Do the elites have different rules? What are you doing? That's my Byerly's that I grew up in. What are you doing at the Byerly's?
Well, I'm curious about that myself, Chad. So I did a little math here today. I moved in right on the other side of 100 in 1983. Yep. So we were four blocks from the Byerly's. And then we moved over on this side in 88, and we're still here less than a mile away. So I conservatively estimate 250 trips a year to Byerly's. And that's, I'm not lying, five a week at least.
That's a lot.
And then I figured, okay, that's 9,500 trips to Byerly's, 9,500. And I spent 40 more than I spent 20, okay? So I figured $33 a trip. So I just did the math. I have spent $315,000 in that Byerly, and I have never had anyone there say, you're not following our rules, so I don't know what this guy's talking about. They stopped following my rules, though. They moved the bread to the other side of the store, and I had to wander around to find it for a very long time. They've changed a bunch of stuff in there. And I think they should have consulted me before they started changing this.
Well,
don't you?
Listen, when you're at 315,000, I think you have final say.
I do. I'm not kidding. I have spent over $300,000 in there, and nobody ever said, "Hey, you're breaking a rule, fatty." You know, so I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't have any idea.
One of the loves that we both have at Lund's and Byerly's is the cocktail sauce with horseradish in it.
Oh, yes. Love it. Yes, yes.
I could put that on anything.
Yep. And, it's the main reason I eat shrimp.
So me too, actually.
I can dip them in that stuff. That is absolutely true.
Let me go through some of the tweets here. A number of folks wanted to be added back on the Twitter account. How often do you say, fine, I'll unblock you and give you another opportunity?
Oh, it depends upon what caused them to be blocked. But you do not get blocked by insulting me. You get blocked by being a complete moron, telling the same joke that everyone else. You know, my original blockage pretty much started when, and I gave people a warning. Remember when they took the trees out at Target Field?
Yes.
And then for like a year, people were making tree jokes, right? And I put on there, no, next tree joke, you get blocked. And they kept making tree jokes, so I had to block them. And I come up with various rules like that. Now, if they are saying libelous things about other people, I have a tendency to block them too. And let's face it, I pretty much can tell what side of the aisle they're on by
it's not subtle
in the responses too. But sometimes you just get blocked because you annoy me. That's good enough, and that's what makes, you know, Twitter is not a subjective thing. It's it is a subjective
it
thing.
Is.
You can be offended by whoever you want to be. So that's great about it.
Is there any part of Twitter that brings you more joy than after a Gopher victory, trolling the Gopher followers who are the most sensitive lot in this town?
Okay. The one that ignited the firestorm on Saturday, in which at least, last I looked, there were 180 comments, there's 200 or something. And I scanned through them, and several calling for my death. The original quote was, Gopher fans, the tweet was, Gopher fans storm field to celebrate not winning the Big Ten West, right?
Yes.
That's funny.
Accurate. It's funny and accurate.
That's like, I thought three people would chuckle at that. I did not know that these morons would go insane. Oh. It just went insane. And then, of course, when it got really out of hand and the old, you know, one of the great things on Twitter now is blank is living rent-free in your head. You know?
Yeah, it's so
well, like Trump,
silly.
They always say that. Trump's living rent-free.
Correct.
He's living rent-free somewhere else with me. But anyway, that's, a different body part. But anyway, somebody said the flex live rent-free in your head. So then I had to go back to one of my favorites, which was Heather Fleck ripping the fans on Instagram after the Bowling Green loss, and then Gopher Hole posting it and then taking it down in a cowardly fashion.
Correct.
Because apparently someone from the Fleck power source called and asked them to do that. So I threw that out there, and then that was me picking on her, which was just stating a fact. So anyway.
Lawyer Lambert here on Twitter. Looking back over all the years, do you have any regrets over the committee's choices for Turkey of the Year? Any ones that in particular you think, I got that one wrong?
Not so much I had that one wrong, because there are no wrong answers. Because if people like Fleck, I was the whatever it was, I didn't call it whatever I called it that year. And then 2 days later, he beat Wisconsin for the first time. And the Turkey chairman can then just say, well, we motivated him, right?
Yes.
We got him to finally stop being the mediocrity he was and get his team fired up. So there's no such thing as a wrong turkey, because if they continue to do poorly, then you were right. And if they do well, you motivated them. So there's no wrong answers. But Louie, I'd probably do Louie over again, because every time they rerun the list and I see my pal Louie on there
in
1989, it kind of bothers me because I love Louie so much. But at the time, the North Stars were
probably
pretty
earned
much
it.
Going in the toilet. So,
This is from Carter. Who is the biggest buffoon in Twin City sports you've had to deal with, and why is it Chad?
It is not Chad, and it is not a question I am willing to answer. If you leap into there, then some buffoons will be offended that I didn't name them, so I don't want to. I don't really want to answer that one. There's a couple that, you know, your old Timberwolves had a couple that I would put in there. Jimmy Rogers, maybe he was close. I would say he would be one. I didn't deal with him all the time, but the Timberwolves probably have led the world in those. But I don't know which one I would like to name at this point. Well. Ryder, right?
JR be pretty good.
Yeah.
Be pretty good.
Yes,
Christian would be pretty good.
yeah.
David Kahn would be pretty good. Kurt Rambis would be pretty good.
Yeah, there would be a few. There would be. Yeah, you know, I would say one of the biggest disappointments of my life was Rambis. You know, when they hired him, I thought, oh, hey, Lakers. Yeah, he's got some background. Man alive, he was terrible.
Nothing. He was terrible. Hang on. We're going to take a short break. We're going to get to more of the current texts and phone calls. Patrick Royce is with us. Adam did the morning show today. Ask Royce anything. Text and phone calls. Let's get even more. 651-461-9226. Plenty of good guests still coming your way. Andy Slavitt at 105, Jamie Yukis at 135, and Alex Rodriguez and Mark Loria at 235. A sea of texts coming in. Let's at least get in one call because I want to get to so many texts here with Patrick. It's Ask Royce Anything. Steven is in St. Cloud. Go ahead.
Well, he was.
Hello,
there.
Steven. Okay.
We must have lost.
No problem. Okay. What do you think about the – I'm reading a bunch of texts here. What do you think about the recent baseball spending, Patrick? Which one is the most outrageous so far?
Well, I think the biggest one is the most outrageous so far. Scherzer, a 37-year-old pitcher with a bad back, ends up getting an incredible $43 million a year and proving once again that Scott Boras is the genius of all time.
Yes.
How he convinced the – you know what he does, Chad? He goes to the owners. He doesn't go to the general managers. He did that same thing with A-Rod. Back, who you're going to have on here soon, when he got the $250 million out of the Rangers. Remember the first incredible contract of our time, and he went to the owner to get that deal done, and he went to the owner here. He went to Cohen to get the Scherzer deal done. And Scott Boras is just too damn smart for all of them.
Your favorite Olympic city?
Barcelona, I would say. I love Lillehammer because the Norwegians were such great people, but Barcelona by far. I was at six. Olympics, and Barcelona. One reason being, you know, Sydney's a great city, but you're 15 hours difference or 17 hours difference,
yeah.
And you had no idea what paper you were writing for, and it drove me nuts. I hated the writing part of that because you were writing stuff you saw a day and a half ago. For a morning paper, but Barcelona was perfect. I love Barcelona, and I lost about 30 pounds in about 3 weeks because we weren't eating and it was 100 degrees, and then I got back and luckily I was able to put it on really quickly. So.
A texter is suggesting that Joe, your longtime partner, is now leaning a little left. Are you taking credit, and do you believe that?
Leaning a little left just because he thinks Trump's nuts. That's the only reason. He's leaning left, I missed it. I want to tell you that. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He didn't I can tell you one thing. He didn't like my fact that I said I was a big Omar supporter just because she hated Trump. That's all I cared. Or that Trump hated her.
Yeah. Does Patrick still not like fruits that squirt? That's from an old Monday Night Sports culture.
I do not. I'll eat an apple, but I got to cut it up. I can't be just crunching into it. I like a banana. The rest of it, I do not like fruit that squirts. It just annoys me, the whole thing.
Wow.
I don't know why. Like a good peach. My wife loves a good peach. I can't eat
yes.
it. Never ate a peach in my life.
Melons. You're out on all melons?
Well, again, cut them up in small pieces, then I can do it. But the idea of you know, hacking into a cantaloupe or hacking into a watermelon, no, I can't do that.
For Patrick, Lattice Pizza in Golden Valley, on the underrated, properly rated, or overrated?
properly rated, I'd say. It's good. I like them. They get the nice, thin, crisp crust. I do like lattice. You've probably been there many times in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yes, I have. Let's see. More of them here. Oh, how about this one? Okay. You stopped drinking. Was it 1980 or 81? What year was it?
April 27th, 1981.
Closest you ever came to having a drink?
Oh, my. It was, I think, about a year and a half later. Katie, we weren't married yet, but we went down to Key West on a vacation, and we were down in Key West, and we were sitting on this deck looking over the water, and it was a beautiful day, and it was like January, you know. Back home it was 10 below, and there it was 65, and the guy next to me ordered a gin and tonic, which was my drink of choice.
Your drink.
And it's kind of a frosted glass. And they had the lime, and I'm not a big lime guy, but they had the lime in there. And when they kind of hit that lime in there, this wonderful little bluish purple haze came up from the drink, and I said, "Boy, I could use a gin and tonic right now." But didn't succumb. And now it's not really an issue, although. As I told Cookie, I did not answer the phone call on the first time because I was taking a big swig of my other addiction, Diet Coke. So it's really no, I might as well be drinking as addicted as I am to this stuff. So anyway.
How many Diet Cokes a day?
I'd say eight. I'd say eight. I tell people this. I had one of those heart checks about 2 years ago, not for any reason except just for our mutual doctor sent me there just for a check to make sure everything was good. And the cardiologist sent it back, and at the bottom it said, "Terrific." And I said, "There, ladies and gentlemen, if you drink eight Diet Cokes a day and walk around the block twice, you can be healthy too." So not twice a week, it should be. So.
I loved it. The phone lines are now full, but we just don't have time. Thank you so much. A-Rod, by the way, what percentage of votes will he get for the Hall of Fame? And is he getting your vote?
I got the ballot upstairs. I'll say he gets 35%. I think he's going to get real low. I think Lavelle wrote about this for Sunday, and he's right, because he got popped after everybody – you know, after all the testing was in place, and everybody was, everybody was full aware of it, and then he got popped again for the Biogenesis one. So I don't think he'll get many votes.
Thank you, sir. Really enjoyed it.
All right. See you, Chad. Bye.
Patrick Roycey. He is a must follow on Twitter, and the man's fastball has not changed whatsoever. Andy Slavitt on the new variant when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.